الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way or form of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic is ask for help from Allah. And so I just want to talk about some of the Islamic ways in which you ask for help from Allah and encourage people to ask of Allah. Because Allah, He created us. Why? Created us that we worship Him. Some people wonder, well, why did Allah create me? Why was I created? What my purpose in life? So I'm here to tell you what it is. Why Allah created you and basically your purpose in life. You could do other things too, some things, but the main reason that you are here is to worship Allah. You are one of the worshipers of Allah. Like myself, we are here to worship Allah, and you also are here to worship Allah. And so please keep in mind, my students, of why you are here, and those other people who might feel lost or think they're lost and don't understand why they're here, then you tell them the same thing. You're here to worship Allah. And in doing so, we're not afraid to ask Allah for what we need, what we want, what we desire. We can't be afraid to do that. And for example, if I get into the topic at hand, when you do ask Allah for what you need or you want and desire, there are certain things Islamically, or times Islamically, where you can ask, or where it's stronger for you to ask for what you need and what you want and desire. You might have came, listened to me today, attended class today, and said, I got all these troubles on my mind. What am I going to do about it? I need this, I need that. What am I going to do about it? I need a job, whatever it may be. What am I going to do about it? And so I'm glad that you tuned in to this episode, because I'm about to tell you what you're going to do about it and how to go about doing it. For example, for us as Muslims, we get up like midnight where everyone else is asleep. We get up, wake up, and we make the wudu, our ablution, or wash ourselves. And then we make what you call two rakats, or two units of prayer. And then we raise our hands up high and we ask Allah for what we want, need, and desire. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is due to Him. Prayers upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And then we ask Allah for what we need and what we want and what we desire. There's certain ways in which to do this. For example, you don't ask Allah, oh Allah, X my family, or do whatever X to my family. So we don't make prayers against our family. That's not something that we do. Oh Allah, please get rid of my wealth. I don't want any more wealth. So we don't pray against our wealth. So there are certain things that we are allowed to do, and there's certain the same things that we are not allowed to do, which is praying, what did I say? Pray against family, and then secondly, pray against our wealth. And some of the best times to make the dua, a supplication to ask Allah for help, is when one is traveling, when one is getting ready to break one's fast, Those are good times, or when it's raining outside, snowing outside, something like that. Those are great times to ask Allah for what you need and what you want and what you desire. So let me move on. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing upon him, he said, ask Allah for beneficial knowledge and seek refuge with Allah from knowledge that is not of no benefit. So let's start there first. You don't ask Allah that's for knowledge that's not going to benefit you, not going to enhance you, enhance your character, make you a better individual. You don't want that. That's not the kind of knowledge you want. You want to ask Allah, oh Allah, give me this or grant me this or grant me knowledge that's going to benefit me, going to be best for me. Now I don't have to hurt someone else in order for me to move up. I want to move up. I want to do better. I want to be a better provider for my family. For example, in Islam, the men are the maintainers and protectors of the women. That's our job as men. In case you didn't know that, that's your job as a man. Of course, from an Islamic standpoint, a woman can't help if she wants to in the household, but primarily, you clothe her, you feed her, you put a roof over her head. That's the responsibility of a man. And for women who may not have a man like that, then you pray to Allah that he turns into that kind of man that he should be in terms of providing for you and helping you. Some women might say, well, I don't need a man to help me, that kind of thing. All right, look, that's your choice. But the thing is, from an Islamic standpoint, what a man is supposed to do, he's supposed to provide for you. And understand, from an Islamic standpoint, your money is your money and his money is your money too. Ah, you didn't know that. Yes, whatever money you make, you use it for whatever way you want to use it. To buy clothing if you want it for yourself, to buy yourself a car, whatever you want to do with your money, you do with your money. But they're paying the bills and lights and that kind of thing. That really is the responsibility of the man. So I want to get back to what I was talking about asking for help from Allah Ta'ala, is that you ask for knowledge that's going to benefit you, not knowledge that's not going to benefit you. Also, as related by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, do not be demanding when asking. If one of you ask me for something, I give it to him reluctantly, there will be no blessing in it. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is saying that if you like, sort of like tell Allah, oh Allah, give me this, like demanding Allah, Allah doesn't have to give you anything. He may give it to you, that's his choice. But maybe you may not find any blessings in him giving it to you. But the thing is, you ask Allah humbly, oh Allah. And you can't say, oh Allah, if you please, something like that. No one can make Allah do anything. No one can twist, and this is from me, no one can twist Allah's arm and make Allah do what you want him to do. That's not possible. The servant can't tell the master what to do or the creator what to do. We cannot do that. We cannot make Allah do what we want him to do. That's the bottom line. And so we can't demand anything of Allah. But we definitely ask Allah with certainty, not harshness, but certainty that Allah will be able to do what we ask him. We don't ask, for example, I'm getting to other things later on. You ask, for example, oh Allah, make me greater than you. There's some things you just can't ask Allah for. We just don't do that kind of thing. That's not the kind of thing you want to pray for. Like we pray for against our wealth or pray against our family. We don't say, oh Allah, make me the God over you. Oh, the blemishes on the regime. I see refuge in Allah for such thought, for such words coming out of our mouths. So you don't ask for those kinds of things. Many men, or maybe even women, I'm not sure, they basically said to the people, he said, look, I'm your Lord. I'm God. I believe it's Pharaoh that said in Egypt. He said to the people, basically, you know, worship me. I'm your Lord. And I believe he was one that had to put two people. He summoned two people to come. He had one person. He said, kill that person. And he said, keep that person alive. This was a way of telling people, look, I have the power of life and death. Because I could tell you all to kill this person. I tell you all, don't bother that person. And so he thought he had these godlike, what you call powers, if you will. So because you can't ask Allah for those godlike powers, because Allah is the only one that we worship. He alone we worship, and He alone we ask for help. That's why the Muslims we ask, we ask in what you call Surat al-Fatiha, and we ask them that. Ihdina Surat al-Mustaqim, Surat al-Ladin, Amta alayhim, all the way to the end. Guys along the path of those who have not incurred your anger, and those who are not going astray. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. We have to always keep to, we say this almost 17 times a day in our various prayers, the prayers that we have to make per day, and we ask Allah over and over again, you are the one we worship, and you are the one that we ask for help. We don't ask anyone else for help except for you. And so that's all that I'm saying to you all right now. If you're going to ask anything, ask of Allah. You're going to seek help from Allah. One time, there was one day when the Prophet some young lads were riding behind him. He said, "Oh lads, or oh young men, be mindful of Allah, and He will protect you. Be mindful of Allah, and you shall find Him with you. When you ask for something, ask it from Allah. And if you ask help, seek help from Him, from Allah." And so we see from here, you want help, you ask help from Allah. You want to ask, you ask of Allah. It's a simple thing. You know, it's no confusion there. It's no mixing up of anything. And all the other people are, man, like I said, if our own, He may convince you, ask Me and I'll give to you. I'm the one that put you in jail. I'm the one that could keep you alive. I'm the one that can kill you. No, we still got those kind of people that exist today. And we have probably had those kind of people up until the end of mankind. But always remember, the teachings from me was come from Islam, is that we worship Allah alone. We ask of Allah alone. We seek help from Allah alone. You want something and you want success, then you raise your hand up high and you ask Allah for what you need and what you want and what you desire. And then you be patient after doing so, because Allah is not going to immediately give you what you want because you asked for it. And He may not give it to you now. He may give it to you later. He may even give it to you in a form of some kind of calamity was going to hit you or hurt you. And then He took that and replaced that calamity with His blessing. Something you ask of Him, He may replace it at that time. He may block that calamity from getting to you and from hurting you. Or you may get it in paradise or after death. So you don't know when it's going to take place. But you just ask of Allah and you pray that Allah will grant it to you, and be patient. Don't be impatient. Oh, Allah ain't give me nothing. I ain't asking Allah for anything else. I don't depend on Allah. I'm going to depend on man for whatever I want. Because man don't deceive me. I can depend on man to be reliable. But Allah is there. He's there at times when you don't think Allah is there. It's like one story about footprints in the sand. You can always look that up for yourself. Is that when that's when something along the line when a person said, you know, when I'm lonely, I need help. And I only see like one set of footprints in the sand. And the other time, good times, I see two footprints in the sand. But when I'm lonely and need help, I only see one footprint in the sand. And so something like that, and the Allah responds and say, look, when you see the one footprint in the sand, that is Me carrying you. Another way of saying, I'm taking care of you. I'm watching over you. I'm making sure no harm come to you. And so we have to keep this in mind, my beautiful students. What I'm just mentioning to you is that we ask of Allah, and then we see what happened, and leave it in the hands of Allah. I know what some times when, for myself, when things were not going the way I thought they should go, I put things in the hand of Allah, and then that's it. I just backed off it and let Allah do whatever Allah's going to do. Because Allah, I have nothing to do with this thing. is in your hands. The outcome is up to you. And help me also to deal with the outcome. Whatever outcome it is, help me deal with the outcome of whatever's going to happen to me. So let me move on, my beautiful students. And that is the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. Someone mentioned that I heard Allah's a messenger, may peace and blessings be upon him, while he was on a pulpit asking for a charity to sustain from asking others for some financial help, and about begging others, saying, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. The upper hand, a giver, and the lower hand is that of the beggar. So he was just distinguishing between the two. And we want to always try to be the upper hand, the one who is given to the person who is asking. We all want to, as much as possible, make sure that we are that, we're that individual. That we all the, we're always the one that are given. It's okay to ask. You need help? Go ahead and ask for the help. But then again, if you have it, you can give to the person, then go ahead and give to the individual. Again, you're asking for help, you're seeking charity, and the better person is the one who is the one that is giving to the person who is asking. And we're always going to ask Allah for what we need and what we want and what we desire. I want to mention something else to you. It's also mentioned that the Prophet, may peace be upon him, he said, Allah took, that the Prophet took my hand when the Sahaba said, and then he said, Mu'ad, Mu'ad, at your service, I said. He said, I love you. I replied, and by Allah, I love you. He asked, shall I teach you some words to say at the end of your prayer? He said, yes. I replied, he said, oh Allah, help me to remember you and thank you, and help me to the best manner of worshiping you. So we see here, he asked for a couple of things to help him to remember Allah, to thank Allah, and the best manner to worship Allah. He asked for this help from Allah. He said, oh Allah, help me to remember you and thank you, and help me to the best manner of worshiping you. This is such a beautiful thing to say at the end of one's prayer. Beautiful ask of Allah. Anyone can ask this of Allah, that help you to remember Allah, help you to thank Allah, and also the best manner in which to worship Allah. I want to mention something else, is that Abu Huraira reported that Allah's Prophet, may peace be upon him, he said, when my servants draw close to me by a span of a palm, I draw close to him by a cubit. And when he draws close to me by a cubit, I draw close to him in space covered by two handspans. And when he comes to me walking, I go to him, running, or I go in a hurry towards him. And so all we gotta do is raise our hands up and ask of Allah. That's all. We draw one hand, one handspan, Allah draws a cubit. We do a cubit, Allah draws close to us to cover two handspans. And if we go walking to Allah, Allah hurries to us. Who doesn't want that? Allah, he covers all of mankind. That's here yesterday, here today, and I'll be here tomorrow. And Allah takes the time. Look, I'm worshiping you. I'm asking of you. And so I'm drawing near to you, one handspan, and you draw near to me. I'm just going near to you. You draw even nearer to me. I come walking towards you. You come hurrying or running towards me. And who wants to deny themselves the opportunity to have the Creator or all that we see and all that we don't see come to them with to help? All I'm doing is simply asking of you. And you hurry towards me quickly and less space than I have between you and I. I got all this space. I'm thinking all this space between us in terms of you helping me. But no, this space is almost nothing between the two of us because you make sure that space is gone and you hurry to help me. It's also mentioned my beautiful students. I want to mention something else to you. Is that, and this is the opposite really of what we're mentioning. And that is people will not stop asking until they say, this is Allah, the creator of everything. Then who created Allah? And so I want to say to my beautiful students, people will may even ask this question. So we have to be very, very careful of them asking this question. Because sometimes people will keep asking and asking, and what about this? And what about that? You answer one question, sometimes like children. You answer one question, then you answer that question. Then they want to ask a question related to the answer that you gave. Then you give, you don't know how many answers you give, they have a question, another question for each answer. And so the people still, the same thing they would ask, okay, all right, I'm going to ask Allah, to the creator, to who created Allah? We have people that have this kind of, I guess they call it logic, but it's not enough. And then they will ask another question. Okay, who created Allah? No one created Allah. So they may ask another question. Okay, can Allah create a stone that he cannot lift? They just ask these kinds of questions of the person they are asking the question. And their questions never end. So be careful how we ask and what we asking. And sometimes they may not really be seeking the answer because their questions are endless. They can find a question for every answer that you give. For us as Muslims, we ask the questions and get the answer to the question and then we leave it alone. It's like the Quran, for example, is that we believe and practice as much as we can and we believe in the rest. And that's it. We practice as much as we can of the Quran. It's a big book. You all have copies of it. If you don't have a copy of it, you can always go to whyislam.org and get a copy of it. And we do as much of the Quran as we can, and we believe in the rest. We don't say we're only going to believe in what we do and not believe in the rest. That's not Islam. That Kalam Allah, the words of Allah, is the entire book. With entire guidance for mankind. For mankind yesterday, mankind today, and mankind tomorrow. And no matter where we are on this earth, no matter where we are in all of the galaxy, space, whatever, universe, it doesn't matter. Allah is one. And he has no partners. He sits alone on the throne of authority. No one else sits with Allah. No one is higher than Allah. And so we go to the one that created us all, which is Allah. We ask of Allah. We seek help from Allah. And that's what I want you all to understand from this particular episode, is that we ask for help from Allah. We don't ask and ask and ask. We really may not really want the answer. We just want to ask and ask and ask. Not really seeking a true answer because no answer will really satisfy us. They want us to run out of answers to their question, and they have plenty of questions that they may or may not be seeking the answers to. They may not, excuse me, they may not even heard the answer to your question. They just have another list, another question to ask. Ask question number one, then question number two, number three, number four, right on down their list, or sub question to number one. Number one A, number one B, and that kind of thing. So be very, very careful of what you're asking. And also be careful for those people who are asking. Don't get frustrated because they ask and ask and ask. It's all okay to say, I don't know. Because you really don't know. So just say, I don't know. The person that say, I don't know, is better than the person that tries to answer a person's question. It's better for a person to keep quiet than a person to say anything. This is better. This is much better. Probably peace be upon him, he said very little. You account the words that he used to say up to the people, and when he did speak, it was clear, very clear in the statement that he said. But it was profound, and it had a lot of information within the statement that he said. And so we that are those that are learning about Islam, you too must be quiet and don't speak. Excuse me. Don't speak if you don't have to. If you don't know the answer, then don't speak. So my respected students, please, when you ask of Allah, excuse me, when you seek help from Allah, ask for beneficial knowledge, demand anything from Allah, because Allah may not provide it for you. You're demanding from Allah. You ask from Allah with confidence that Allah is going to give this thing to you. And do like he said, O lads, seek help from Allah. You ask of Allah. And also my beautiful students, we want to do that dua. I mentioned the supplication. Allah, where it says, O Allah, help me to remember you and thank you, and help me to be the best manner of worshiping you. Remember that Allah, if you go to Allah a handspan, the Allah get close to us a cubit. We get a cubit, Allah draws close to us two handspans. If we draw close to Allah walking, Allah comes to us in a hurry, comes to us running. So my beautiful students, please, you want to ask of Allah. Don't ask questions that you're really not seeking a good answer. You just want to keep asking questions, not truly seeking answers that are going to really satisfy you, or seeking an answer for better knowledge. I have beneficial knowledge. You just want to out question the person that you're asking. You want to outdo the person that you're asking the questions of. He doesn't know the answer. See, or she doesn't know the answer. That's not their purpose for answering your question, to have all the answers. They're going to do their best they can to answer sensible questions. And sometimes people ask questions that are not really sensible. At that point, the person may say, I don't know, or they may become quiet and maybe look at you in a certain way, like, why are you asking such a question? Do you really want to seek an answer to that question? Or you just want to show off to the other people that may be around that you have all this intelligence and not come up with intelligent questions? So my beautiful students, please, you ask of Allah. You seek help from Allah. You may think that you're going through something right now, but ask Allah. Next thing you know, this thing does not exist anymore. The burden that's heavy on your back and on your shoulders is not there anymore. So you just ask of Allah and depend on Allah and have confidence that Allah is going to help you out of the situation. Allah is well aware. He can see a black ant sitting on a black rock on a black night. He's well aware what you're going through. So all you got to do is just go to Allah and ask him for help, whatever you're going through. And don't be ashamed to ask of Allah. If you have a mountain high of sins, and ask Allah to forgive you that mountain high of sins. Or like the foam or the foam from the ocean of sins. Don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. Ask Allah, oh Allah, please Allah, relieve me of these things. Please forgive me of these things. Please help me get a good job, take care of my family, not being this, that, or the other negative thing. So I'm going to stop now, but depend on Allah. Please depend on Allah and ask of Allah and seek help from Allah. If you want more information about Islam, then you always can go to Why Islam. You want to seek more knowledge of Islam, you go to the International Online University, or you go to American Open University and get degrees or certificate in Islamic studies. You have been attending this weekly Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan Ayamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.